Alfred, A-L-F-O-R-D, Milton, M-I-L-T-O-N, 4528, 4-7-2025, 96-year-old, it's put down interim, face-to-face, 96-year-old gentleman previously on hospice with history of congestive heart failure, has become very confused, at times combative. He repeats the same thing over and over. He, shortness of breath and cardiac cachexia remains to be a problem associated with decreased weight and decreased MAC, period. His previous MAC of 22 centimeter is now at 21.5, period. He also has a history of hypertensive heart failure. His daughter, Rolita, tells me that he's very anxious. He's developing sundowner syndrome. At times, he's not oriented to time, place, or person, period. New paragraph, his shortness of breath remains a problem. His KPS has dropped down to 30% from 40%, period. He has bowel and bladder incontinency, ADL dependency, tremendous weight loss associated with his Alzheimer's dementia. Also has a FASD score of 7C, his blood pressure and O2 sat stable, period. In the paragraph, his daughter is also very concerned about the swelling in the scrotal sac on the right side, which proved to be a reducible hernia, period. Patient is taking Seroquel at 50 milligrams to help with his confusion, which is only sometimes effective, period. He has had a history of rectal pain in the past, which is improved at this time, period. New paragraph. Mr. Milton also suffers from renal insufficiency, kidney disease, atherosclerotic heart disease with out angina. He used to be a fireman in the city of Texas in the past, in the Houston, Texas in the past, period. His O2 sat's been borderline for some time, continues to be borderline at this time, period. Given his significant change in his mental status, he would be a candidate for end-stage Alzheimer's dementia associated with other medical issues and problems that was noted above. Most likely has less than 6 months to live and associated with the above findings. And for the reasons set forth, thank you.